To the editor. As a longtime previous Thompson resident, 31 years to be exact, I continue to read the Thompson Citizen online to keep up on what's happening in the area. I was amazed and somewhat amused when I read the letter to the editor from Gerald Macney detailing his praise of Donald Trump. I'm actually not sure what planet the guy has been on for the past 6 or 7 years. There's a real good chance that Mr. Macney's idol will be going to prison. Since leaving Thompson in 2004, I've spent a large amount of time here south of the border and I see firsthand the embarrassment of many Americans about the madman, their term, not mine, who ran their country from 2016 to 2020. Yes, he still has some support, especially in the more southern states, but one just has to take a look at the results of the recent midterm elections, in which almost every candidate that Trump endorsed ended up losing. He still has support of the right-wing radicals, the ones who are now advocating placing landmines on the U.S.-Mexico border or killing those who cross by using poisonous gas. Yes, those are Trump's followers. Most folks with an ounce of common sense can ignore Trump's ridiculous claims, but those with a weakened sense of reality, or a brain like a sponge, will fall for anything the madman says. Even Trump's daughter is now saying that she will not be supporting him in another run for president. I wonder what Mr. Macney thinks of that. In his letter, Mr. Macney talks about hate in Angus Campbell Sr.'s letter. I'd like to know what Mr. Macney thinks was in the minds of the Trump lovers who continue to kill innocent folks at the schools, nightclubs and supermarkets here in the U.S. In conclusion, I believe Donald Trump's legacy will be as the poster child for everything that's gone wrong here in America and, some would argue, the world. Al McClellan, Yuma, Arizona.